service on tonight. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and let's just sing a chorus of the song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. Amen. Mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, God's mercy, well, it rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy, oh, it rewrote my life. Hallelujah. Oh, sing now, mercy, yes, it rewrote my life. Oh, yes, it did. Oh, God's mercy, well, it rewrote my life. I should have fallen, say, I should have fallen, my soul cast down. Oh, God's mercy, yes, it did, it rewrote my life. Come on, one more time with all your heart tonight. Oh, God's mercy, well, it rewrote my life. Yes, it did. Oh, God's mercy, well, it rewrote my life. Oh, you see, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy, oh, it rewrote my life. I should have fallen. Oh, you see, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy, oh, it rewrote my life. Oh, come on, put your hands together. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalms 103. Praise God for his mercy. Amen. And mercy is something that is given to us even though we don't deserve it. God gives us to us. We deserve punishment, but instead of giving us punishment, he gives us mercy. Amen. We thank God. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Amen. Father, we are grateful to be able to come here into the house of the Lord. What a privilege and what an honor it is, Lord, to be here. And as we come, Father, just trusting that, Lord Jesus, you would meet us, amen, in our gathering. You told us in your word that wherever two or three would be gathered in the name of Jesus, that you would be in their midst. So, God, we have more than two or three here tonight, and we know that you'll keep your word. Father, we come, Lord, to try to be an encouragement, amen, to the young people. And we trust, Lord, that the Spirit of God would take this service, oh God, and just sweep through. And may you encourage every heart. You know what each one stands in need of. Father, the parents sacrifice and bring their kids out, Lord. And we just ask that you, Lord, would just meet the heart's desire of the parents, Lord, and seeing their children dealt with by your Spirit. May each one be sensitive, Lord, to the Spirit of God tonight, that you would have the preeminence in this service, and that you would take control of all things that are done. And may you receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's sing a chorus of this song tonight. Mercy said no. I'm not going to let you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Just think about the words. Say, mercy said no. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you go. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Oh, mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Hallelujah. Oh, see, life and death stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, your mercy said no. Oh, hallelujah. I said, mercy said no. See, I'm not gonna let you go. Oh, and I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Thank you, Lord, your mercy said no. Oh, sin will never take control. Oh, you see, life and death stood face to face, and darkness try to steal my heart away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your mercy said no. I said, mercy said no. Oh, I'm not gonna let you go. And I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Thank you, Lord, your mercy said no. Oh, sin will never. Yeah. See, life and death stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. Oh, thank you, Lord. But thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. One more time. Oh, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. Oh, and I'm not gonna let you slip away. Don't be afraid, for mercy
Oh. Hey. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness trying to steal my heart away. Oh, but thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for his mercy. Amen. I just remember my own journey in life, how Satan certainly attacked me. Amen. As a young man, and had the devil won, amen, I wouldn't be where I'm standing at today. But we thank the Lord that he gives us grace to be able to withstand everything the enemy throws in our direction. And I know for our young people, it seems like it's harder nowadays, amen, than it's ever been before. But I want to tell you, you have more access to God than you ever had before. Amen. And if you would just take advantage of what God has given you, I believe you'll be more than a match. Amen. For the devil. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Can we sing a old song? Amen. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning and I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I went down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing, shouting, victory. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, say, victory is mine. Well, victory today is mine. Yeah, and I told Satan to get thee behind, because victory today is mine. Oh, victory, say, victory is mine. Hallelujah, victory. Oh, sing it. Victory today is mine. Oh, and I, you better get thee behind. Oh, for victory. Oh, now as I journey on through this barren land, I know I'm in the master's plan. Oh, so I walk by faith each and every day, because I know God will show me the way. Oh, joy is mine, say joy. Hallelujah, say joy. Yes, it is joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy, glory, peace, peace, peace is mine. Say peace. Yes, it is peace. Oh, yes, it is. Today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind me. I got peace today. Oh, victory, say victory. Oh, yes, victory is mine. Yes, it is. Today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory. Hallelujah. Oh, love, love, love is mine. Love is mine. Oh, love is mine. Today is mine. Oh, I told Satan,
get thee behind me. Love. Hallelujah. A Holy Ghost is mine today. Say, the Holy Ghost is mine. Yes, it is. Say, oh yeah, the Holy Ghost today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind me. Holy Ghost today. One more time. Victory is mine today. Say, victory. Yes, it is. Oh, victory. Hey, it's mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory, victory today is mine. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. For victory. Thank God. Amen. Let me get tonight's announcements, and while I'm doing that, if we got one of our young people that has, amen, a special tonight, we want to give space, amen, for that on tonight. All right. So Sunday morning church will be open at 9 o'clock, amen, for prayer. We'll have our hour of prayer from 9 to 10. And service will start at 10:30. Sunday school will be from 9:30 to 10. That's our youth and our young adult classes. Amen. We'll be running. And the streaming will continue through Twitter, Facebook, and our church website with the information there on the bottom of the screen. For the South Florida Choir, we have two more rehearsals. One will be tomorrow, July 27th. Amen. And August 17th, both will be at 6 p.m., and both will be held at Bride of Christ Tabernacle in Boynton Beach. There with Brother Gene as the pastor. Don't forget, coming up, we have a communion service that's coming, amen, on Wednesday, the first Wednesday in August, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Amen. Keep that in mind. And as I mentioned on Wednesday night also, we were invited to New Albany, Indiana for Labor Day meetings. There was a brother that Brother Nathan had invited, but the brother had to back out, so he called and asked if we could come and stand in for the other brother, and he wanted to invite the church to be a part of those meetings there on Labor Day weekend, and that's the weekend following the Message Believers Banquet and the night of worship that we'll be having with the Message Believers Choir. So registration is going to close very quickly, so we encourage everyone to please get their register for the banquet there through our church app. You can do it, just download it from the Google Store or the App Store, Apple Store, and look for our logo there, Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, and you can just click there to register for the banquet. Night of worship is open to everyone, and we are encouraging the saints, invite somebody, amen, to come and be a part of the night of worship on that evening, 6 p.m. on Saturday night. Just whoever the Lord would lead you, but try to invite someone to come. You never know, they may come there and then decide that they want to come to church. So let's just do all we can just to get someone there for the night of worship. Praise the Lord. Giving is through Zelle. And we do have Cash App and PayPal, but we discourage it because of the fees that are associated with Cash App and PayPal. So we ask that if you want to give online, use Zelle as the platform, and that email address is giving@john423.org. And those that want to mail in are offering the addresses on the bottom of the screen. And those in the sanctuary, there is a box in the back that you can use for your giving. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Do I have any young person that has a song that we want to sing? Okay. All right. And it's Xander, right? Xander. Praise the Lord. Thank God. God bless you, Brother Xander.
I've seen many places and many faces I come to know. Sweet drink that I've tasted. No greater.
No greater. All right. Yes, all right.
I think that's the word.
Good job.
Thank you. I see many places and many faces I come to know. Times I celebrated, sweet drinks I've tasted, they come and go. But there is a treasure born without measure over the earth. A light that's so bright it outshines the brightest lights of the world. No greater friend I know, no greater peace I know. No greater hope I know, no greater joy I know. I can search high and low, in everywhere I go. No greater river flows than you, Jesus. No greater love. My great inspiration, heart's motivation, still comes from you. No one more forgiving, no one more healing, no one more true. Your love is a treasure, one is a measure over the earth. A light that's so bright it outshines the brightest lights of the world. No greater friend I know, no greater peace I know, no greater hope I know, no greater joy I know. I can search high and low in everywhere I go. No greater river flows than you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord for Brother Xander. My, no greater love I'll know, amen, than the love that's found in the Lord Jesus. Appreciate, amen, really appreciate him. Anybody else want to share tonight before we go on? All right. Praise the Lord. Don't see I can give you a chance. there was a song that came to me, and I remember it from when I was a young person. We would go to youth services, and they would sing a song. And I went looking for the words to this song. I could not find them online. And it's probably because I'm looking for the wrong thing. But some of the, what I'm going to call the old young people, amen, they'll remember this one. And y'all don't have to worry about trying to pick it up, because it's back there. If you can't find words online, you know it's back there. Amen. But it said something like this. It said, I want to go to heaven when I die, rest in my home up in the sky, a place in glory I'm going to claim if I keep on bearing his name. So I'm keeping the faith as I'm onward bound, Each and every day I'm climbing round by round. It's an uphill journey, yes it is. Oh, and I'm gonna make it to heaven. Oh, I'm gonna make it to heaven. So I'm keeping the faith as I'm onward bound. Each and every day I'm climbing round by round. It's an uphill journey, yes it is, but I'm gonna make it to heaven. Yes, I'm gonna make it to heaven. Oh, I got to make it to heaven. Oh, I'm gonna make it to heaven. Oh my. Yeah, understood. Yes. Come on, brother. Go ahead. I realize before, yes, that I have so much work to do. So I'm keeping the faith as I'm onward bound. Each and every day I'm climbing round by round. It's an uphill journey, yes it is. Oh, but I'm gonna make it to heaven. Yes, I got to make it to heaven. Oh, I gotta make it to heaven. I wanna make it. Oh, I wanna make it to heaven. Heaven. Oh my. That was from back in the day. You see, that was a purpose of us coming to services like this. We had a desire in our heart that if the Lord Jesus was to call us home, that we wanted to make it to heaven. And you understand that if you picked up the paper every day and you looked inside the obituary section, you would see that there are young people dying your age. Amen. It's not just old people that die, but young people die. I mean, just recently in the news, they had some guys drove to a party. Amen. That a family was hosting in the park, and guys drove through the park and just sprayed up the whole park. And only person got hit was a 3-year-old child. Lost their life just like that. So, you know, we want to make it to heaven. And that's the purpose. That's the goal. That's why we come. We want our spirits to be fed. We want to be encouraged by the word of God. We want to live according to the word of God because we want to make it to heaven. Amen. Amen. That's the objective. So I got to find that one. I'll pull that one out so the musicians can learn that one. But we used to sing that one up. That was our encouragement. Amen. Heaven, heaven, heaven. I want to make it. All right. We certainly happy tonight and to have everyone here. And I believe the Lord has something special in store for us. Our precious brother Jerry, amen, will be coming tonight to minister the word of the Lord to our hearts. And I'm trusting that the Lord will use him in a very special way. He knows exactly what each of us stand in need of, and I believe he's here to meet us, amen, at our needs. So let's stand to our feet, amen. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's welcome our brother Jerry Cesar, amen, to the pulpit tonight.
Lost, oh, but now I'm found. Oh, was blind, but now I see.
Come on, sing it again.
Amazing grace. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Oh, was blind,
But now, hallelujah, ah, let's sing it. Praise God, praise God. Oh, say praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let us bow in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. Lord, you are worthy tonight that we would all assemble here today to be, O God, ready to receive of your eternal word. Heavenly Father, I'm reminded that you said it was finished, Lord. And God, we find ourselves here today, young and old, still on the journey, oh Father. And God, on this journey, Lord, you've given us a promise that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would be our strength. So Father, we ask that you would honor your word, Lord, and that you would pour your spirit upon all the saints this evening. That Lord God, each one, Father, would receive their portion. Father God, you said your word would not return to you void. So Lord, we hold dearly to your word, God, knowing that, Father, it is your interest for us to be here. Father God, I pray that you would minister to every heart, that you would anoint the hearts to receive your word, Lord. Those watching online, those that are watching even later, may this be a word in due season. Father, take control of me, Lord, and may you have your preeminence. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I greet you all this evening in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You guys may have your seat. Just want to take a moment to really just thank God for this opportunity. It's never a light weight when you come before the bride. And really thank God for all the ministering brethren that has come before me, that has brought forth the word. I've been very encouraged, and it's what gives me strength. And I want to thank God for our pastor, a true shepherd. So my wife wasn't able to make it this evening. We'll keep her in prayer. We also want to keep some of the saints that are not here in prayer as well. Praise the Lord. Especially my brother. That was a real blessing. And I'll be coming back to you during my sermon. Praise the Lord. Well, that being said, let us stand. We want to turn our Bibles this evening to Hebrews chapter 13 and starting at the 10th verse. Thought I'd be able to bring my laptop here, but just taking a little bit too much space. You know, I really enjoy and really look forward to ministering to the young people. Amen. You know, sometimes you forget that you are a young person. Yes, and I remember when I was younger. Right. And, you know, those years, they go by really fast. Yes, right, in the blink of an eye.
That's exactly right.
So I trust this evening the young people will be very attentive to what the Lord has to say. Praise the Lord. And so we want to read the 13th chapter of Hebrews, starting verse, and we'll go to the 14th verse. Say amen when you're there. It reads, "We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him." And I like that. Everything that God does is leading us forward, not backwards. You see? "Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, city, but we seek one to come."
Right.
Praise the Lord. You all may have your seats. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to his reading today.
Amen.
I also want to take another scripture in Jude chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called." Now, the scripture we just read in Hebrews, just to paint a background, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. I want you all to know, when the Old Testament and the Levitical law offered for the Lord, the priest, that was the only thing the priesthood had, did not have the right to eat. You see, but here it's telling us whereof they have no right to eat, which serve their tabernacle. Now, in the Old Testament, it was under the bloods of animals, the bloods of goats, the bloods of beast. But in the New Testament, all of that was pointing to the blood of one man. It was a supernatural, creative blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood was the fulfillment, you see. But in the first century, in those times, in the early church history, the people in those days, when Christ just died, the church just starting off on this journey, there was a real temptation to the believers in those days. Because they had to make a very, very big decision on whether they were going to continue their traditions or if they were going to continue with the new law. And that new law was a law of grace. It was a law of love. It was a law that says, I'm not looking to do what I can to enter into the kingdom. It's already been paid. You see? And this chapter points our attention to, it's not what you do that gets you in God's kingdom. It's the price that's already been paid for you. You see? And the blood of Jesus Christ, it has cleansed you and sanctified you and has made you whole. Now, we know that everything that God has reserved for us on the other side, he has given us the down payment of it on this side. And that down payment is the Holy Spirit baptism.
Amen.
Now, young people, if you have not received it, I suggest you don't leave tonight without it.
Praise God.
I want to read this quote from the prophet. And they preach in 1954, 0404 in the morning, earnestly contending for the faith. He says, I just love that address. I like the way he places that out there. Now, look. This letter is not written to unbelievers. Notice, he states specifically to them that are sanctified. As I heard our brother speaking a while ago of his little boy being sanctified, how many believes in sanctification? Say amen.
Amen.
That's right. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Hebrews 13:12-13 says, Jesus suffered without the gate that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. Let us go forth to him bearing his reproach. And I'm going to take my time this evening, saints.
Yes, yes.
But I believe we're living in a time where sanctification is still important.
That's right.
I believe that sanctification is necessary and a holy life is the standard.
Right.
We're living in a time where it's okay for things to be mixed. But God's not in the God is not in the economy of mixing things. He is in the economy of keeping his word one and the same.
Right.
And young people, you can still be holy in this generation.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Now, the prophet goes on to say, now, sanctification is a cleansing. Cleaning up of the spirit, getting ready for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Justification is believing on the Lord, and you're justified by faith. Romans 8:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12 is sanctification. Luke 24:49, he said, tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until you endured with power from on high. The first thing, there's a glass laying out in a hog pen, chicken yard, whatever it is, you want to use it. The first thing you pick it up, that's justification. You've got it in your hand. You can't use it yet. It needs to be cleansed. Then you take it in. You wash it. That's what God does through sanctification.
Amen.
Takes all the desire of sin out of your heart. Cleanse you out, Holy Spirit, and set aside for service. That's the Old Testament altar. Sanctify the vessels and cleanse and set aside for service. It's not for service. It's set aside for service. Praise the Lord. So this evening, if I could use as a title, I want to use going. It's a little warm in here tonight, but going beyond the camp. I believe everyone here, regardless of where you are, you can go beyond where you are right now. Your experience, you can go beyond that. Whatever you're facing, whatever situation, wherever phase you are in life, young and old, you can go beyond that.
That's right.
And the inspiration is untapped resources. Now, the prophet says here in the message, going beyond the camp, preached in 1964, 07:19, he says, 3,000 years ago, a man could meet God most anywhere. It was a common thing for a man to meet God. But why don't they meet him today? There's more people, thousands times thousands and millions of more people than there was 3,000 years ago. And yet God is some ancient something that was talked about, some ancient history. They don't meet God in person like they did many years ago. I said 3,000 years ago, it's not common for man to meet God. If a man talks about it, he is considered a crazy man. Somebody that lost their mind is so uncommon to them. So there was a time where man had constant access to God. Now, how many would like to have constant access to God tonight? So there was a time where, regardless of that, in the case of Abraham and his camp, why it was almost on every occasion that Abraham met God.
Wow.
He talked to him.
Yeah.
Not only that, but when they went to Gerar to sojourn, we find down there that God was in the camp with Abimelech,
right,
a Philistine. It was a very common thing. They lived in the camp of his presence. So you see, God was in the camp with Abraham, but God was also in the camp with Abimelech. So how much access should we have to have with God being so available for his people in those days?
Amen.
You see, now, I want to go on to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2 for a moment here. But it's very, very important that we understand and that we don't take for granted the access that we have to God.
Amen.
And the access that you have, its very purpose is to get you further than where you are today.
Amen.
It's so that you can go beyond the camp of your life, where regardless of where that is, God intends for you to be further up the road. Now, choose as an example, a young man that was only 12 years old, that was willing to go beyond the camp of where he was.
Right.
He experienced before this time.
Yes.
This was a new experience for him.
That's exactly
He wasn't expecting it, and he didn't even think he was prepared for it. Now, I can go further to say he didn't understand it. Right? But he was willing to go beyond the camp. Now, verse 17 in 1 Samuel 2nd chapter says, "Wherefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod." Now, I want to point out here that Samuel had reasons to be influenced to take the wrong path because of the examples before him. The two sons of Eli that were a priest in the temple, they were compromising their calling. They were compromising their duty. And rather than take God and conduct the priesthood the way they ought to, they wanted to use it for their own gain, for their own advantage. Right? The examples that Samuel had. Now, it goes on to say that we'll jump to 1 Samuel chapter 3, actually. But while we go there, I want you to understand, young people, your environment or your influences are never a strong enough a reason for you not to serve the Lord. They're never a strong reason. Your environment, experience, you do not have to be a product of where you come from. And I believe we all, from the flesh, we understand that God performed supernatural work in our lives for us to be where we are. Praise the Lord. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I." And here is where I want to point. Samuel wasn't prepared for this call, but he answered, "Here am I." See, Samuel took heed to a voice he didn't understand. He heard the voice and he went to Eli. He thought it was Eli that called him. But what he thought he understood was not what he understood, but he obeyed. And there's certain things that God won't release to you or through you unless you exercise your obedience to his voice. And your obedience unlocks God to release his power to you so that he can work through you. Praise the Lord. So in that, we understand that God used Samuel in a mighty way. And he was only 12 years old when God called him. So we ought to have an expectation, regardless of where we are, that God can take us to greater measures, Amen. To greater lengths, right. If we would surrender ourselves to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, prophet says here, and the same message going beyond the camp, in paragraph 47, it says, "It seems today to be a day when people are going beyond the camp and everything they're going beyond." You know, I was told some time ago that they had a jet plane. Now, makes them noises we hear around here that shakes the windows. It's when the plane has got so crosses its own sound, called sound barrier. And when it goes beyond its own area, it's almost unlimited. And I think in there that we get a good lesson. When we go beyond our own sound barrier into the word of God, then it's unlimited what God can do with the man that's ready to go beyond the camp. The camp of a man, that is. Now, we see that going beyond the camp, going beyond this. So it's unlimited what God can do with a man that's willing to go beyond the camp. And I said I was going to circle to my brother here, Brother Xander. He went beyond the camp today. He stepped in a position he's never been before. But when our pastor asked who's available, he was able to say, "Here am I." Praise the Lord. We have a responsibility. And that response of where we are, it's not our due for it without, which means you have nothing to do with it. Let us go without the camp to Christ. Because he already did it. That's Amen. It's a finished work.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Paragraph 49 says, I see Satan also is taking his people beyond the camp of reason, beyond the camp of common sense. Say, beyond the camp, God taking his people beyond this other way. And Satan has taken them beyond the camp of common decency. When it comes to a place that people and can act and get by with the things that they're doing today in the order of morals. Brother Branham calls it mental deficiency. Now, some time ago, I remember I was having a conversation with my precious brother Josue, and he told Brother Jerry, people want to be free. People want to be. And when he said that, I thought about it and I said, you know, brother, you're exactly right. People, I want to encourage you this evening. Don't be free to do. Be free to obey. Be free to pray. Be free to be faithful. Be free to serve the Lord. That freedom you want. Not free to do, but free to be obedient. Praise God. The prophet says in the message, as the eagle stirreth, that's the way man is today. You don't know that Jesus Christ made you free, brother. Let's get out of it. Let's get somewhere. God made us free. God has Pentecostal blessings all through the skies and resources of his goodness. Let's get to it. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him come and drink from the waters of life freely. Praise God. Come and drink of the waters of life freely, saints.